CMI of the Cascade Radio Group receive financial compensation to present this program in its entirety.
The information and analysis you need, whether you're a buyer or a seller. This is Radio Real Estate with Windermere Real Estate experts Rick Todd, Julie Brown, and Lyle Sorensen on KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham and KGMI.com. Brought to you by Windermere Real Estate.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Real Estate. I'm Lyle Sorensen.
Julie Brown.
And I'm Rick Todd. We are out here at the Linden Heritage Museum on site. This is unbelievable.
You gotta come out and see it. You know what? This is gotta be the perfect museum day.
Yeah, totally.
It's rainy. It's a wet spring day. You know what? There's nothing better to do.
It's raining
than
hard.
Load up the car, bring all the kids. It's the opening day of country music in Whatcom County. It's the history of it.
History of country music in Whatcom County.
That's amazing.
It is. It is amazing.
It's phenomenal. And, you know, a lot of people really don't realize the depth and the width and the breadth of talent that we have here locally. It's phenomenal. But what we should really talk about right now is the market.
Oh, my gosh.
It's not raining in the market right now.
It needs to rain some houses, is what it needs to do.
This might cool it off a little bit.
Lyle's so excited.
I love that transition, right? I mean, we got to get into the numbers somehow.
We got to go there.
Okay, Lyle.
And I got to tell you, things are moving in real estate. 86 new listings this week, $670,500 plus or minus. Average price of the new listings, $375 a foot, about 1,800 square feet. Oh, there it went. 52, so 86 new, 52 homes got acceptable offers this week. Okay, so we're gaining a little bit every week. We're gaining 30 or so. Average price of those, $645,000, about $355 a square foot. The average reduction before an offer, about $17,000. The homes that received offers this week, about 53 days on market. So stop and think about that. We've got a strong market. There's a lot happening. But, you know, I think people are used to the market being really overheated. And so when they get to a month, when they get to 45 days, they start asking their listing broker, how come we haven't sold our house yet? And here it is, 53 days average. If we look at the market as a whole right now, the average days on market for all of the active properties in Whatcom County is 76 days.
And then Lyle, for the 51 sold, the average was 31 days.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty tight. That's happening very fast.
Yep. And 17 homes this week got offers in 14 days or less. As a matter of fact, I had one that got an offer that we brought on last Friday in four hours.
We had one, a listing I brought on. We had 7 days, and then we got two offers on the same day.
Right?
It's the sushi belt. Yeah, people are just taking their time. And yeah, you know what? Another listing went away and something else came on that was $1.6 million. And so that's not comparable to the house I was selling. So.
Well, whatever. But I mean.
Then it went.
There are cash buyers out there. They're sitting on cash. They sold something 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. They're waiting patiently for the right thing to come up. We pended last Saturday. We closed yesterday. How's that?
Wow.
Big high fives to my escrow team. They literally got everything done in 4 days.
That's incredible.
And the way I would describe this market is, it sounds kind of weird, but I would call it kind of a passionate and a patient market. The buyers that are out there, when they find something, they go because they're passionate about, you know, the property that you see,
right,
when they
property.
Find the right. But then on the other hand, like you said, 53 days to sell a house is, you know, it was the average that was sold.
Well, average days on market, though, was 76. So if we look at the inventory of the 432 homes, 432 choices right now, average days on market is 76 days. That means we've got some that are way long. We got some that are way short, but the average is 76.
How turnkey was your one that went up in 4 days? Pretty ready to go.
No, it had fantastic bones. It was built in 1971. It had a new roof. The seller, it was an estate. The seller did a, the estate did a, an incredible job of getting it ready and making it a great opportunity
saleable.
For someone. So it had
made
good
it.
Equity opportunity. It was a great property with a nice view. The
that
house next
great.
Door sold for $1.5 million. You know, this one went for $725,000.
And mine, my listing was turnkey. Just super clean, ready
to go.
I
mean, there are all kinds of buyers. You know, everybody has a different, to Rick's point of being passionate, you know, everybody has something else that they're passionate about, right? You know, maybe it's the turnkey people, or maybe it's the people that have skills and abilities and experience, and they're looking for something and where they can gain some equity.
They can add value.
And that's what's so unique about this particular market. You're just not seeing just one type of buyer or one type of seller. Especially in this market, it's just, it's so unique. And so you do have those people who are passionate. Maybe I'm just thinking about that because I'm thinking about that song Hot Blooded by Foreigner.
That's not a country song.
I know, but I'm going to go see Foreigner this week. But I think there's something unique about this market in the sense that there is that passion. And these people, they don't have a little bit of passion. They have a ton of passion when they see something that they love. But then on the other hand, Lyle and Julie, I mean, I've experienced it where sellers, you just have to be patient because it's going to come around.
You do. It's the sushi belt. It really is.
I don't talk about that all the time.
You don't remember?
Do you
the
eat sushi,
belt?
Rick?
I don't like sushi. I mean, that's why I don't.
Well, that's all right. You know, we can call it the Subway belt or the hamburger belt.
There it is. I'm in.
Whatever it is. Whatever makes it work for you. But the point is that there's market rotation. And at some point, your property will become the most desirable, the best property that's available at the price point. And somebody's going to grab it, right? Because the tables are rotating all the time.
Yeah.
Right? People get full. They find their sushi. They move on. Find their home.
And our inventory is building, but it's still low. It's still incredibly low compared to...
Technically, we're still a seller's market. Yeah. We're about 2.5 months of inventory. It's not a lot.
Yeah, and Lyle, I'm starting to kind of buy into your sushi belt, because when I was thinking sushi belt, I was thinking more like Baskin-Robbins, right?
No.
You get 31 flavors, but there's more than 31 flavors of houses, right?
Right, well, and the market's moving. And you can go, you can be 50 days on the market,
right?
And all of a sudden, and we've all seen it, you've got a home, you've got a property that... There's not any reason why it's not getting traffic. It's not getting traction. It's not getting
showings.
Everybody
comes out once.
It's dialed its price rate. All of a sudden, you get a surge of showings.
They just, the energy comes.
And you get one or two offers.
They all come at once.
And it's because it's the sushi belt. It's because right
at
that moment.
It's collective consciousness, I think.
It's the best sushi on the belt. In that price range, in that location, that becomes the best choice.
Okay.
I want the soft shell crab roll.
We're going to have to go for sushi now.
Yeah, we
absolutely,
take
we should. I'll take you to the sushi
I'm
belt.
I'm so inexperienced
you
with sushi.
You could probably do
you're
some,
gonna
you
love
would
it.
Like some tempura or something.
Yeah,
like
we'll just give you the stuff that's cooked.
You know what's great about sushi?
We'll give you the stuff that's cooked, Rick.
If you don't like it, it's really only like about one bite that you don't like,
and then
you can find something else that you
down.
Like better.
And isn't that like real estate? You walk into a house and you're like, I don't like this house.
That's why Lyle uses
right?
this reference.
I mean, this thing is gas station.
I was working with a guy.
Don't want it.
Did I tell you about this guy? I was working with this guy. Flew in from Colorado, and we had five houses that we were going to look at. And the first house, he walks out, gets out of the car, and he walks out, and he walked like three steps out, and goes, "Yeah, I don't like this one.
Like,
we
like
haven't
he's
even
just
been
just
in the,
feeling
nah,
it.
I'm just not feeling this." I'm like, okay, let's go to the next one. The next one. He got seven steps towards the house.
Okay, this
I don't
I'm
think so.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
Is there a punchline?
Well, yeah, the house he wanted.
Three buyers walk into a house. No,
right. The house he wanted, eight other people wanted it. And so, and he's thinking, you know, I can just toss down.
That was a beautiful house, though. I understand why
it was, but you're absolutely true. And I think part of what you taught me, Lyle, you know, as you know, you have, you know, we collaborate and you mentor me on certain things, is that part of our job as realtors is to manage expectations.
100%. Yeah.
And whether, you know, we're working with buyers or sellers, to continue that communication and just manage those expectations.
Well, and one of those things, you know, when your home has been on the market for 30 days or it's been on the market for 50 days and your sellers are getting anxious, you know, one of the things that's really important along the way, and I usually do it about every 2 weeks, is I send my sellers a report that shows the other properties in their price range that people have chosen off the sushi belt instead of theirs.
Yeah,
right?
Always and, show
and
them
so
the competition.
It's like, here's what people chose instead. Here's the sushi that's selling, right?
For whatever reason.
And sometimes what it does is it helps people to understand that maybe they're a little overpriced or maybe there's some things we need to tune up or whatever that may be.
Right.
And we've talked about this, Julie. We have talked about this because real estate is emotional.
Oh, it's so emotional.
And I love what Lyle was saying. We got to get back to the facts.
Yes.
These are the facts.
Yes.
The numbers don't care.
The numbers don't lie.
It's like when you go to court. You know, the judge doesn't care about the emotion, cares about the facts.
The jury does, though.
Yes.
Okay. I'm starting to sweat over here. All right.
You know, but it's really true.
Rick's taking a coffee break.
Yeah. You know, it's really true, though. I mean, it is emotional and it is impulsive. You know, people don't believe me that people make impulse purchases in real estate.
Buyers are always impulsive.
It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
People who just go to open houses for fun, all of a sudden they walk into a home.
And they go, oh, I need this.
It's like the one they can't live without.
I need to live here.
And all of a sudden it's like, well, Martha, we're selling the house. You know, here we go.
Yeah. I know, and sometimes you walk in, and a house purchase is a lot different than, you know, at the supermarket, and you have the candy bars, you have the National Enquirer, I mean, you have, you know,
is that still around?
The Martha Stewart magazine.
There's some weird stuff.
And it's like totally impulsive, right? But there is that emotion that just sometimes it's just very difficult. To sort through that emotion to get to the facts. And that's why you need a good realtor.
You really do, right? We're the shock absorber. We're the buffer. So,
the shock absorber.
Right?
That's a new one.
You know,
I'm writing that down
when,
right now.
When things go wrong in
sushi,
a transaction,
sushi bill,
there's bumps in the
shock
road,
absorber.
Right? Our job is to absorb that, right? So that our clients, whether we're representing a buyer or a seller, have a smooth ride.
Lyle, it goes back to exactly what Rick was mentioning is setting the expectation. Just being realistic so that they can have a realistic expectation of an outcome, right?
Yep.
So
no, that's right. I mean, and, you know, one of my fun expectation stories is back in the day, we've all seen it, the white wood trim around the windows and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
The spruce that rots, right?
Yep.
I used to have an inspector who would always stick a screwdriver in that and take a picture of
it.
So what I would always tell buyers is like, look, there's this product that gets used on the homes. It's not a big deal, but you'll probably see a picture of a screwdriver sticking out of rotten trim somewhere on the exterior of the house, right? So what would happen then is people would, when they saw that picture, they're like, ha, there's that picture, right? So instead of freaking out and being worried about it, they knew what to expect. And you know, that's just a silly example, but it's true.
No, but that's a great example, especially setting the expectation during an inspection. You are going to, even if your house is perfect, you're going to get called out on something. That's the inspector's job.
That's right. Your furnace hasn't been serviced.
Or some kind of something.
I love that. Let's come back to that. I mean, that is a great conversation to go to.
Hey, where are we?
Hey, we are at the Linden Heritage Museum right here. And you are listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
Get down and boogie as the winner of a new car. It's electric. Barron's Clean Energy Sweepstakes is on now with your chance to win a Ford Mustang Mach-E and an EV charger. You heard that right. Work with the clean energy experts at Barron and you could zoom away in a sleek Ford Mustang Mach-E. All yours for 3 electrifying years, plus an EV charger installed by Barron Electrical. Go solar, tankless, upgrade to a heat pump, you name it. Earn qualifying clean energy points for all things green. 1 point equals 1 entry. Your 5-time award-winning clean energy
company, Barron, is here to transform your whole home with energy-efficient solutions and maybe even your commute. Right now, get a free heat pump with purchase of a solar or battery backup system, plus 16 clean energy points to win that electric car. Find yourself in a sporty new ride and call Barron today during Barron's It's Electric Clean Energy Sweepstakes, on now through June 30th.
Barron, your full-service HVAC, electrical, and plumbing contractor. Our mission, improving lives.
No purchase necessary. Visit BarronHeating.com for details and official rules.
Picture this, an exhilarating ride across shimmering waters on a high-speed boat expertly navigated by trained naturalists. Breathing in the crisp, fresh air, casting your gaze upon the stunning landscape of the San Juans. Now, envision a majestic fin piercing the waters. Yes, it's a killer whale, appearing like a living testament of nature's spectacle. Outer Island Excursions, proud home of the guaranteed killer whale tour with a 98% success rate over a decade, assures you this awe-inspiring sight. But that's not all. Moments spent on board weave together a tapestry of laughter, camaraderie, breathtaking views, culminating in an unforgettable adventure. Perfect for all ages, a chance to create lasting memories.
Sign up now and receive a 20% discount on your next trip by using the promo code RADIO. All lowercase, that's promo code RADIO for a 20% discount on your next voyage. Visit our website, orcawatching.com, and reserve your tour before dates fill up. Visit orcawatching.com. That's orcawatching.com.
Hey, Dave here from Cafe, and I want you to know that whether you're upgrading your laundry room or ready to replace an old dishwasher, you're going to find the best possible deals on appliances at DeWard & Bodie. They are the real appliance pros around here, and they've been selling, servicing, and installing appliances throughout Whatcom and Skagit counties for over 78 years. And right now, it's their final weekend of the annual spring clearance, which means now or never deals on hundreds of floor models and clearance appliances. Now through Monday, they will pay your sales tax on qualifying in-stock appliances or give you up to 2 full years of interest-free financing with no down payment on qualifying purchases. Plus, get fast professional delivery and installation. Also, score huge cashback rebates this weekend, like eligible customers can get up to $425 cash back on qualifying LG laundry sets. It's now or never during DeWard & Bodie's final weekend of spring clearance at all three stores in Bellingham and Burlington. See store for details. Offer qualifications and restrictions apply.
The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KGMI or the Cascade Radio Group.
I love this song.
Do you know which song it is?
It's Coal Miner's Daughter.
Oh, by Saved Loretta by
Lynn.
So Saved by the Bell.
No, I thought I knew it, and I knew I knew it.
So Saved by the Bell.
Who sings it? Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate. We're broadcasting live right here from the Linden Heritage Museum. And I got to tell you, I think, personally, the Linden Heritage Museum is just one of those jewels we have in Whatcom County. I mean, it's one of those things that you're like, hey, I know about it. But when you walk in the front doors of this museum, it's absolutely incredible.
Right. This particular exhibit is so special.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, it's a rainy day. Load the kids in the car and come and hang out for an hour or two. It's amazing.
And then afterwards,
it's amazing.
Go get sushi. Right?
Yeah, I don't know. With kids, maybe not. So, Amanda May.
Hi.
Hi. So, what's your job here?
I'm the director here, so I get to run the place.
Nice.
It's very special. And just so everybody know, kids getting free.
Is this like night at the museum then, after hours?
We actually do. No. I mean, we do something very similar, but not right now. That's in October, so just keep that in mind. But
ooh.
Yes. But yeah, no, the exhibit is open for the standard admission, so people can come in and walk through it and everything like that and experience what history of country music in Whatcom County is all about.
And Whatcom County has a pretty impressive...
Yes.
Category.
Yeah.
Right?
We get to claim Loretta Lynn as our claim to fame.
As our claim to fame.
And she was coal miner's daughter.
Yes. Yes, yes, she was. She was. Are you going to sing the song too?
No, but my mom made me watch the movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was so wonderful.
Yes.
Well, my mom's listening.
Yeah.
It was such a great movie.
No, that's when you say she was wonderful.
Yeah.
But and, these stories, though, the history.
Yes.
Yes.
You know, the stuff. Yeah. I mean, if you look at, you know, the early days, of, and Julie and I were talking about this before the show, things have changed so much financially and all of the things in terms of, you know, so many of these people just were doing country music because they loved it.
Oh, absolutely.
Who was the gentleman we looked at, Lyle?
Forrest Lee.
Yeah.
Forrest Lee Sr.
And he had like 500 songs to his credit.
Yeah.
Then moved back to Whatcom County to drive a logging truck out Wyoming.
Yeah.
That's so
crazy. Who would do that today, right? I mean,
well, and they still had to make a living. So one of the things we always say is like all the musicians that are on Main Street, they still had daytime jobs. So everything was after all was said and done at the day, then they went out in the taverns and everything like that and played in the evenings and
Well, and I saw Claudette weekends. Here a little while ago.
Yeah. Yep. Claudette was here. She brought me some 8-track tapes.
Oh,
she did.
Nice.
Yes.
That's so
I remember when she drove our school buses. I remember seeing her pitch. Yeah. Rowdy's out the back of the school bus.
Yep. Well, the pictures and the video.
Kids to yodel
and... Yodeling. Yeah, yodeling school bus driver.
Oh, my
Her
God.
Video is here, so everybody can come and watch her yodel on the school bus. So it's pretty funny.
How special is that?
No, this
loves
is...
it.
I thought you were just making jokes, Lyle.
No, absolutely.
No, it was a thing.
No, it was a legit deal.
The two yodelers are Harvey DeYoung and Claudette. So they are the yodelers in the artist spotlights. So that's pretty cool.
Well, and that's kind of an old school country thing.
Yeah, well, and actually Jimmy Murphy yodels too.
Oh, there we go.
Wow.
I know.
Just keep on going. Yeah, I mean, this exhibit, I walked through here really quickly, and it's phenomenal.
There's a lot.
So what inspired this?
So back in December, Lori Lee Lewis, who is Darlene Little's mom, right? So the singing sisters, Loretta Lynn, Darlene Little, back in the late 50s, they were the first two women of country music, basically, here in Whatcom County. They had their own bands. They played in the local taverns and stuff like that. And when Lori was cleaning out her mom's house, she found her mom's basically one and only set of recorded music because Loretta went on to Nashville, as we all know, and Darlene stayed home to raise her family and run her farm. So when she found the CD, she did this story about...
It was a CD?
Well, she had to make a CD because, you know, these days that's how people would
live. That's super cool. It's also the first
those
CD
are
in
for
history.
Sale here, and it's historic. I mean, it's her original recordings from the late 50s.
I'm going to grab one of those on the way out, actually.
Probably reel to reel tape.
Yeah, so there are two real. Oh, I'm sorry. I see what you're saying. Yes. No, she didn't find a CD. She found reel to reel tapes. But those are here.
And then had them digitized.
They're in there. Yeah. So she digitized her reel to reel recordings.
I actually watched some video of them singing together, and it was pretty cool.
Yes. So, and then she brought me the story of the two women in country music. And so I said originally, well, we don't normally do one central storyline after we talk to the board and stuff. I was like, well, what if we make it bigger? What if we just do history of country music in the county? And so she's like,
So you're the visionary behind this.
I mean, she got it rolling, but then we just expounded on the idea, and I had lots of help.
It shows, too. I mean, this is phenomenal.
So,
if you're out riding around today, it's raining.
Yeah.
It's the perfect day to come to the museum and do something fun. If your kids say, ew, museum, it's because they haven't been before. It's so cool.
And this place is huge.
Just under 30,000 square feet.
It's just so big.
And speaking of time going by.
Yeah, Amanda, can we catch you on the flip side?
Sure can.
When we come back from a break?
Yeah.
This is fantastic. Hey, we are broadcasting right here from the Linden Heritage Museum. You're listening to Radio Real Estate on KGMI.
What he's saying is we have to do the right things every day to earn happy customers.
Customer service is something you have to work on daily. This is not something you gather up every quarter or 6 months. It requires a lot of intention and energy. Well, the goal is to do that, treat everybody like a millionaire. I my employees accountable to a different level, and we still fall short. I fall short. It's hard. It's hard to maintain a really solid, good customer service, but that's something that we have taken on ourselves, and we're not going to change that because if something comes out of our hearts, we enjoy taking care of people and enjoy doing the right things. In my heart, I feel that you have to do the right things regardless. If they sound good, don't sound good, they look good, don't look good, you still have to do the right thing so you can go to sleep at night and feel like you've done well.
Xavier's Bellingham Nissan. We take care of our customers.
Dr. John's Auto Clinic, located in Bellingham on Kentucky Street, is here for your auto repair and service needs. Trusted and affordable auto repair in Bellingham for over 25 years. Ask about their oil change and maintenance inspections. You can hear Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic every Saturday on In the Shop on News Talk 790 KGMI. Or check out Dr. John's Auto Clinic at djautoclinic.com. And on Facebook for the latest in auto repair news. Dr. John's Auto Clinic, reliable, honest, and a part of this community for over 25 years.
KGMI wants to put a grand in your hand. You could be one word away from a chance to win $1,000.
That's right. Just listen each weekday to KGMI for the keyword during the 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours.
Then go to the Grand in Your Hand contest page at mybellinghamnow.com before midnight and enter each keyword for your chance to win $1,000.
We'll have four keywords each weekday so you can increase your chances of winning by entering all four every day we play the contest.
You already listen to KGMI for the latest local news and discussion of the latest issues. Now you can win $1,000 while you do it.
A Grand in Your Hand is brought to you on KGMI by Niederhaus of Luxury, Whatcom County's newest fine jewelry store, next to Lombardi's on Bellwether Way.
A Grand in Your Hand is back on KGMI.
Get details at mybellinghamnow.com.
The latest local news and important topics of the day from the West Mechanical Studio.
Rest easy in a cool home this summer. Contact West Mechanical Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical to add AC to your existing system for as little as $140 a month. Find them at westmechanical.net.
Get the latest news and information 24/7 with KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM in Bellingham. Streaming live at mybellinghamnow.com.
CBS News Brief. Tornadoes whipped through multiple states yesterday, causing paths of destruction. CBS's Omar Villafranca has details on one in Nebraska.
Houses shredded in Douglas County, some taking a direct hit by the destructive tornado. A newly built neighborhood with a few homes still under construction, now gone.
Students are rallying on college campuses across the country and even in Paris in support of the Palestinians in Gaza. Many are calling for their administrations to cut ties with organizations they say are aiding the war in Gaza.
We'll support the Palestinian movement at large. We'll support other universities. We'll support all over the globe until Palestine is free.
Former President Trump says he is willing to debate President Biden before the November election.
I just want to say that I've invited Biden to debate. He can do it anytime he wants.
The president, former president, spoke after his hush money trial wrapped up yesterday. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
Name this tune, Rick.
Oh, now, this is music.
Right?
No, I mean, this.
You know what? This is old school, real deal country music. You know, it's not hip hop, or it's not.
Right.
Well, that was
it's
just.
It's not country
just,
pop.
Just like talking about yodeling. Mm-hmm. Nobody yodels any. That's like a lot. No, it's like a lost art.
I love yodeling.
Don't you think it's like a lost art?
Oh, yeah.
It's, even like operatic singers are, you know, different forms of
singing.
It's
kind of the best of all worlds. It's kind of one of those blend things. I suppose it's an acquired taste, though. I don't know.
I would go with you on that.
You go with the acquired taste?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh, come
but
on.
I think it's you know, if you think back, like our...
I was country our, before country
our
was cool.
parents or, like, our grandparents' generation, they didn't really have TV and radio, so everybody played music and
My
sang back then.
My grandma loved Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
The Grange Halls, the Legion Halls, the VFWs.
Right? So, Lyle, look at this.
There were some big dance halls
look
around.
Look at this shirt that Amanda has
I know,
put together here.
I know, there's 48 places on there.
This is our historical tour tribute.
So 1950 to 1989.
Yeah.
And you have about 40 plus.
Yeah, 40.
There's 16 in every column by my count.
Yeah. We tried to catch them all.
You're the numbers guy. Hilarious, Lyle.
Yeah.
And I love this whole thing that you're doing here because, I mean, country music is part of the fabric of of our country.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely.
Well, but, and we're in Whatcom County, I mean.
And part of it, too, is, you know.
What are you trying to say? Not Darrington. But you're right, yeah. Rick, to your point. It's extremely emotive and expressive.
Yeah, it's a slice relatable. Of Americana.
Yes.
And that's exactly. That's what country mm-hmm. music is. And, yeah. And I think sometimes you look at the country stars today, Morgan Wallen, Cody Johnson, who's going to be up in concert up here in Canada here in a couple of days.
You're pitching the wrong event.
But I know, I'm sorry.
Okay, it's all part of the mutual, you know, topic.
That's right.
The Loretta Lynns, the Conway Twitties.
Yep.
I mean, those are the ones who have paved the way mm-hmm. for what now is – it's almost like country music has now got a bigger slice
of the
Americana. But one of the things I love about kind of the country music genre is the famous artists today, the Blake Sheltons,
sure.
the Jason Aldeans, mm-hmm. you know, Martini McBride, whatever you want to talk about, they always pay homage to the past.
Yeah.
And one of the names you hear more than others is Loretta Lynn.
Oh yes,
you know
Queen of Country.
Yeah,
Queen
I mean,
music.
And how she's impacted music for not just her generation, but you know, for almost a century.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing I love about that is all Loretta did was just follow her passion.
She did well, and they always talk about like. Back then, they just sung about life, and that's why everybody resonated with it so much. And they do mm-hmm. still do that, but it's in a different way now.
It's a lot more commercialized.
It is. It's saying, what's popular? What am I going to sing that people are going to like? Versus back then, they just sang what they liked, and then people loved them for that.
Their pickup truck, their dog. And,
exactly.
Whatever.
To that point, you know, the Singing Sisters exhibit with Loretta and Darlene, you know, you've got two very different paths.
Yes.
And there are so many talented musicians who've done country music, and this mm-hmm. exhibit really brings that out, I feel like.
Both sides.
You know, I walked through there, and there's a lot of fantastic talent represented,
mm-hmm.
and then I listed off probably half a dozen or a dozen that I don't see there.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I mean, there is just an immense amount of talent, and it's extremely emotive and expressive. And, you know, also back to the pre-commercial thing, you look at 48 venues in the county. Right, so we're talking about late 50s, early 60s.
Live venues where they
live
would
venues
always
where people went out rather than watching
on TV
or on their phone. Or whatever.
I know
people were getting out and mixing and doing the whole thing.
Yep.
So, do you guys have plans with this exhibit? You've got this great Bill's Tavern stage.
Yeah, we got a replica.
What's coming up?
Yep, we got the replica of the Bill's Tavern stage that Loretta Lynn played on back in the late 50s, and it's open for till the end of September. And we're going to hopefully do some more performances and stuff like that. So for normal admission, it's open till the end of September. People can walk around it. But more good performances are coming. We don't have a schedule yet, but they're coming.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah, we don't have a schedule yet. Yeah.
But, Amanda, what I love about this museum, when you walk through it, you always learn something new.
Yeah.
And I had no idea that one of the greatest slide guitar players of Whatcom County history was a guy by the name of Bill Gates. He went on to do other things. No.
it was
our Bill Gates.
Yeah,
Amanda,
ours.
Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah,
it's just
you.
Awesome to be here. Hey, you're listening to Radio Real Estate. We are broadcasting from Linden Heritage Museum. We'll be back right after this on KGMI.
I have diabetes. I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I have asthma. I'm at risk, too.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from
from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously. Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right.
What? Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
By texting 64,000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Babbel. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at Babbel.com/DNC.
I want to learn how to cook, but I keep ordering takeout.
Accomplishing goals is hard, but when your goal is to learn a new language, Babbel makes it easy. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel will help you start having conversations in as little as 3 weeks. So when someone asks,
how's your French going?
You can say,
Babbel facilite grandement l'apprentissage d'une nouvelle langue.
Now try Babbel free. Just text radio to 64,000. Text radio to 64,000.
Hello, folks. This is elder law attorney Phil George, the host of The Aging Hour, right here on KGMI every Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. and the founder of Safe Harbor Legal Solutions. I have good news for you. I'm hosting a live educational seminar in Linden. We will be at the Inn at Linden on Saturday, the 27th of April at 11 a.m. Don't let another month go by without giving your family the peace of mind that comes with a comprehensive estate and retirement plan. Come out, get your questions answered, and learn how to set your family up for success in your retirement. Reserve your spot today at www.safeharborlegal.com.
KGMI Connects with Joe Tien.
I grow a lot of vegetables, and I've tried numerous ways to control aphids. The only thing that I've found that works is a systemic treatment.
Okay.
And every fiber of that plant is treated.
Join us each weekday at 4 p.m. for KGMI Connects.
I don't think that racism is in every fiber of our society.
On KGMI News Talk 790, 96.5 FM, and MyBellinghamNow.com.
Is a great song. Oh, Toby Keith, one of my all-time favorites, just passed away. He is he was amazing. So sad, but his music will continue to live on. Just like, you know, we're here at
Loretta Lynn.
Yeah, we're here
Darlene
at the
Little.
Yeah, the Linden Heritage Museum. You're listening to Radio Real Estate. We're having a great time here. Boy, if you haven't been to the museum in a while, come on out. Amanda, the director's
Hi.
Still here.
Yeah.
Tell us how, you know, people want to know, can we, you know, is it cost to come in and take a look
sure.
at this? Or?
So it's open for walking through normal admission, and it's $10 for an adult, $7 for senior, veterans are free, kids are free. So it's a good family outing to come in. Usually on average, if you go through the exhibit and the rest of the building, usually people are here for at least 2 hours.
Our kids up to 18. So that's a great deal. That's a great family event.
We started doing it last year, and it makes it easier for families to get out and do stuff and be affordable and all that
Well, and look at this day. I mean, come on.
Today is a museum day.
It is a museum
day.
You won't be bored. There is so much to see. You know, even if your kids are kicking and screaming, going, I don't want to go see a bunch of old stuff. I look at you guys every day. You know, even if you got that kind of kid.
Hilarious. You know,
to Jules' point, it's up to 18, right? So, you know, teenagers are like that. You know, they get sassy.
But we've got music videos as part of the exhibit. They all love a good music video. So
it's a country music.
But the point is they can watch something
it's
too.
Interactive.
Yes. Yes.
Well, and so many of the exhibits here are interactive. You know, we've got history of logging. We've got some military. We've got something for everybody.
Yeah.
We got old cars. We've got old buggies and wagons downstairs.
Yeah.
And
our basement was just refinished, so it's all nice and shiny downstairs. So that's good.
Yeah, you know you're getting old when you come to the museum. And you're like, yeah, I had that toy.
We talk about all the time when people come in of a certain age.
Right.
They're like, it's just like a reminiscent down memory lane experience.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as I'm not in a glass case with a sign over my head, you know,
for the wax museum.
Compliments of you know, whatever taxidermy. I'm good with it, right? You know,
there
I mean,
you go.
Who wants to be stuffed and stacked?
But, hilarious.
No. I mean,
we do have some things.
You ever been to a wax? You ever been to a
people.
Wax museum?
I have, yes. And it's kind of was. There, I was a little kid, and it was super scary.
Creepy.
I
mean, they're so creepy.
It's like yeah. It was like I remember vividly, and it might have been up in Victoria.
Yes.
The provincial museum in Victoria is phenomenal.
No, but they have a wax museum there too.
Yeah, they do have that too. Yeah. I never went to that. We always.
Oh, we went to both.
We always went to the provincial.
But I'll never forget.
Always beg to go to both.
It was a whack. It was figures from the Wizard of Oz. And I thought,
oh,
this
that would be
is
scary.
How did
that.
They get Judy Garland here? This is so weird.
And she's not moving.
She's not moving. And she died years ago.
You know what's worse is when you see him blink.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we have our lovely mannequins here and, you know,
you do.
Out.
Yes. There are.
There are. And these are historic outfits, too. There will be some more coming.
But I will just tell you this. There's a little bit of museum in all of us.
Yeah.
I mean, because sometimes I think of clients I work with, and one of the main things, you know, I come across is he wants a man cave.
Yes,
you know, he wants to create his own museum, right?
Yep.
What about the she shed, man? Come on,
oh, she said by the seashore. Yeah. I mean, she.
That's why you didn't say it.
Oh my gosh, this is why I need this beautiful coffee.
Yes,
thank you,
yes.
Amanda.
But no, that's right. I mean, this is like a giant man cave. It's like if you're into cool stuff, this is like a giant man cave.
But think about this. It's all in us, right?
Because
you come in here and you see things, and it just exudes emotion.
Yeah,
right? Kind of like country music.
Yeah.
Or it evokes.
It's the memories part and the how emotional those are, and then you get to relive them. And
well, everybody has a song, right?
Music lives in the memories.
Totally.
Yeah, I mean, one day I would love to have a man cave so I can put all my stuff all the Mariner gear and all the Seahawks stuff.
I think it's called hoarding.
And the Sonic stuff.
But when he dies, maybe he'll donate his collection to the museum.
I mean, this stuff, you know, when my kids, you know, were playing sports or my daughter was cheerleading and just honoring that.
Yeah.
And because it's a very – that's precious to me. And it means a lot to me, and it's very emotional. And I want other people to share in it.
Right.
And I think that's one of the –
Well, you'd have to invite us over for that to happen, though.
Yes.
Well, and when we do an exhibit, too, that's the balance, right? The balancing the fact with the story.
Right.
To make sure that you're doing the story justice, but at the same time, it's a museum, so you can't go – too into the personal,
like embellish the
story. Yeah, exactly.
Much,
so it's a fine balance of making sure you tell their story the right way, but you still have to have it told in a way that appeals.
That's interesting,
people.
Right?
Yeah. So it's, you know,
totally.
It's a journey in and of itself. I'll tell you that much.
I bet it is. How long have you been a museum director?
I've been here for just a little over 2 years, but I was a board member prior to that. So I've been around here for a little over 6 years or so.
Oh wow!
Yeah, they can't get rid of me.
That's great. Obviously, they're so lucky to have you here.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
And as Linden grows, you know, more and more people, you know, are discovering this.
Yes.
You know,
they are.
Because as we know, as realtors, people are moving into
Whatcom County.
And Linden, Everson, Sumas.
Our number one goal over the next couple years is to not hear, oh, I've lived here my whole life and I didn't know this museum existed. I don't want to hear that anymore. So that's the goal right there.
Right? So if we don't hit our brakes, though, we're going to be history. So takes out, Rick.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Amanda, so much. We are broadcasting from the Linden Heritage Museum. You're listening to Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI.
Hey, it's Dave here from Cafe with a message you don't want to miss, because listen to this. It's the final weekend of DeWarden Bodie's spring clearance, and it's now or never to score a Tempur-Pedic mattress for up to half price on specially marked models. Half price for a Tempur-Pedic. That's right. They're bringing in a whole new lineup of Tempur-Pedic beds, which means last year's models must go. And now is your chance to get a premium Tempur-Pedic mattress, the most highly recommended bed in America, for up to half the price you would find it anywhere else. I mean, you just aren't going to find a deal like that. Except at DeWarden Bodie this weekend. And get this, now through Monday, they'll pay your sales tax on qualifying in-stock mattresses. Or check out today with no money down and no interest for up to 5 years on qualifying beds. It's now or never during the final weekend of DeWarden Bodie's spring clearance at their Bellingham Mattress Showroom on the Guide next to Home Depot. See store for details. Offer qualifications and exclusions apply.
Are you looking for an auto shop that offers honest quality service? Hi, I'm Kirk, owner of Angler Automotive. At Angler Automotive, we strive to make sure that all of your automotive service needs are met. Angler Automotive provides the factory recommended services that are required to maintain your vehicle's warranty. Angler Automotive, outstanding quality with honest, reliable service. Check us out online at anglerautomotive.com.
PNW Perks wants to help enhance your natural beauty with a gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge. Their licensed estheticians and certified medical providers believe true beauty shines brightly from being comfortable in your own skin. Backed by their expertise, they're dedicated to guiding you on that journey and helping you understand your existing beauty as the foundation, then revealing your most radiant self. Book your complimentary consultation today to rejuvenate your personal glow with Cucumber Skin Lounge. Follow on Instagram at Cucumber Skin Lounge Official to gain access to exclusive skincare tips and updates. Venture into the world of self-love and skincare at Cucumber Skin Lounge, located in Bellingham's Bakerview Square, Bellevue, Seattle, and online at cucumberskinlounge.com. That's cucumber spelled with a K. Thursday at 8 a.m., get a $200 gift certificate to Cucumber Skin Lounge for just $100 only at pnwperks.com. That's pnwperks.com this Thursday at 8 a.m. with Cucumber Skin Lounge.
You've got questions about your car or truck, and we have answers on KGMI's In the Shop. Dan from Bellingham Automotive, Brian from Dr. John's Auto Clinic, and Kirk from Angler Automotive are here to help. And we have a great new way for you to get your questions or comments to them. Email them to intheshop@kgmi.com. Then listen each Saturday at 9 a.m. or check out the podcast at mybellinghamnow.com. Once again, that's intheshop@kgmi.com.
Now, this is music.
This is classic country music.
This is what they call real country music.
There's
It's the yodel. Oh, and when you hear a good yodeler, there's nothing like it. I mean.
Well, but I mean, listen to the lyrics, and what these are trying to take you back to are the 1800s, the cowboy days, riding the range. You know, I mean,
I like
you listen to this and you can just see three or four guys sitting around a fire out in the middle of nowhere with their horses picketed over there. And, they had dinner and it's dark and there's nothing else to do.
I like Marty Robbins.
Do
and
you?
He yodels
you know,
a
that,
little bit.
It is. And that
he
is
amazing.
That is
right?
The happiest,
yeah, is
most
amazing.
Violent country music you will ever listen to.
It's so true.
Yes, you oh listen. If you listen to the lyrics.
Yeah.
You listen
oh
to the lyrics, but you listen to the musical part of it, and it's kind of a happy, bouncy kind of sound, and somebody just got shot.
I mean, and the blood poured from the body.
Right?
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's very graphic.
So, Julie, you like Marty Robbins. Lyle, do you have a country artist?
I'll tell you, I like Marty Robbins, and the reason I liked that is back in the day when Chiquetti's had the pool hall in Cornwall.
Oh, yes.
If you put in a buck in the jukebox and picked five Marty Robbins songs, a pool table would empty out because the kids that were in there playing pool didn't appreciate it.
They were like, what is this nonsense?
I'm particularly fond of Marty Robbins for that reason.
That's super funny.
Okay, Amanda, who is your country artist right now?
Oh, my God. It'd have to be Loretta Lynn.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've been listening to her music nonstop. Right. It's just so real.
It's soulful.
Wow. And from what I know and have heard about her, the way she lived her life was so true to her nature. Yeah. And I've heard nothing but good things. And everybody talks so fondly. Like, I don't think I've heard one negative connotation toward her at all.
That's awesome.
And we've talked to some people who were really, really close with her still.
Well, and there's a lot of old school to that. To that whole point, there's a lot of the really old school country music that's phenomenal. I mean, you look at Hank Williams, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
telling stories, right? Mm-hmm. Telling
Jim
real
Reeves,
stories.
They wrote about what they knew.
Yeah.
I remember my grandpa riding in my grandpa's Jeep, you know, coming back from Birch Bay digging clams. And grandpa would have Hank Snow and Jim Reeves and Hank Williams. I was country before it was cool.
Yeah.
I've
8-track tapes. Back to the 8-track tapes.
There
were 8-track tapes in my dad's truck. And so, of course, I'm just like, okay, let me figure out how to find that one.
And then all
song.
The quartets, right?
Yes.
Statlers
and then
you Oak Ridge
and
all the guys.
Singing and around, right? Like, you sing that part, I'll sing this part.
Oh, I don't know if I did that.
Oh, come on now.
You're holding out on us, Jules.
Elvira, my heart's on fire.
Look at who knows.
Look at Rick.
Look at Rick go. Oh my goodness.
And he's not even a bass, so that's
impressive.
You know, you just never know what you're going to get on Radio Real Estate. I'm just saying. But it's funny because you start doing this. This is a great example of how music triggers memories. And you guys have it on the wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, it does. And homes do the same thing.
Absolutely.
You know, you build a life. You build those. And the music is all a part of that. You know, I've heard people say that you should probably play country music backwards, you know, because.
Yeah.
Why?
You find your truck.
Santa?
Your wife comes
back.
Yeah.
Oh.
Your dog is alive again.
Your dog's alive again. You know.
Oh, my God. That's terrifying.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Yes.
Oh, that needs to be a new genre. Like one of my favorite bands right now, and I love country music. I mean, I love Morgan Wallen and everything he's doing, but I love this band called Old Dominion. They were at the fair.
Oh, yeah.
They're so good.
They're really good, too.
It's because they are able to express the modern broken heart.
I got a fair story really quick because we got it.
So you don't relate to there's a tear in my beer.
We got two minutes. So here's my old country story from Linden Fair many, many, many moons ago.
I remember.
Which is on the shirt, by the way.
I remember when Loretta was there.
In the 80s.
My grandma was excited.
Johnny Cash and June Carter.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. My dad made me go.
Yeah.
And then I got to meet them after.
Oh, wow.
They hung around.
And you didn't have to pay extra.
And you did it. And they just hung around.
They wanted to see their
everybody.
Fans. It was a very important aspect of their touring.
They were so lovely. It was amazing.
I was living in Linden. I lived on Benson Road, and Garth Brooks was – or no, Trisha Yearwood was in town.
Oh, yeah, when Garth
popped in. And Garth Brooks.
In.
And I am sitting in my backyard, and I, like, hear this incredible roar. I'm like – and I thought to myself,
from the fair?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my
this
God.
Will be a moment that goes down in Linden Fair history forever.
Wow.
It was an incredible electric
moment. Yeah, the fair's had a lot of those.
I love
you the know what? We are running out of time.
We've had so much fun.
Where are we?
We are at the Linden Heritage Museum.
It's a rainy day.
In Linden,
load up your
Washington.
Car. Bring your kids. Come and see the new history of country music in Whatcom County.
It's
you
amazing.
You won't be sorry. The rest of the museum's totally awesome, too.
Amanda, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's been fun.
Hey, you've been listening to Radio Real Estate right here at the Linden Heritage Museum. We've had a blast here. You've been listening to Radio Real Estate right here on KGMI.